So I don't know if you all stayed up last night late, but we have a new Miss America this morning. She's a 22-year-old aspiring teacher. She was crowned in Las Vegas. First time that the pageant was ever held outside of Atlantic City, New Jersey. And here's a look at the winning moment.
Miss America 2006 is Miss Oklahoma, Jennifer Berry.
Miss Oklahoma, and guess what? Joining us now from Las Vegas, the new Miss America, Jennifer Berry of Oklahoma. Good morning to you. Congratulations.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you so much.
That crown looks very nice sitting up there on top of your head.
Well, thank you. I don't mind wearing it.
It kind of looks like you can't move your head, though, or it might fall off.
A little bit. It's a little unsturdy right now.
I was reading that you and your sister used to actually pretend that you were Miss America, that you'd won the pageant. So the moment last night must have been sort of surreal for you.
Very surreal. When we were little, we used to watch the pageant as a family. And my sister and I would go into the utility room with our heels on, and she was the MC, and I'd always get to be Miss America. So it's very much a dream come true, and it still quite hasn't sunk in yet.
You always got to be Miss America. Your sister never got to be.
Oh, yes. She's never going to live that down. She's a great older sister.
Especially not now. Tell us a little bit about your platform. I know that you have a plan to really try to help with drunk driving.
Correct. My platform is building intolerance to drunk driving and underage drinking, and I've worked for 5 years in the state of Oklahoma to diminish alcohol-related fatalities and diminish underage drinking. So now I'll be able to take that beyond the borders of Oklahoma on a national level because people are still dying every single day from alcohol-related fatalities, and it's just not necessary, and we need more education regarding that.
Absolutely. I have to ask you about the venue, because this is the first time it was ever held, this pageant, outside of Atlantic City. What did you think of Las Vegas?
It was fabulous. I've actually been to Atlantic City for 3 years. I attended the Miss America pageant as a member of the audience, and so I was able to see the venue there. And coming to Vegas has just been incredible. They have opened their arms to us, opened their hearts to us, and just it's been an incredible experience. I think it was a great step forward for the Miss America organization, and we began a new tradition right here last night.
Do you think that you had enough people watching last night? There's been so much talk about the move over to country music television broadcasting the event and whether people are still interested, whether the pageant is still relevant.
Oh, I definitely think it is still relevant. We've had more promotion for this year's Miss America pageant than we have had in years, and I've had strangers come up and tell me how much promotion they have seen, how much marketing they have seen. CMT has done a wonderful job with the pageant. I think it was the best union and the best decision that we could have made for the organization, and we're definitely on our way up from now on out.
Well, Jennifer Berry, Miss Oklahoma, and now Miss America, congratulations again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.